some Muslims from some areas of the world practice first cousin marriage, and they have there's a very strong sociological and anthropological meaning to that whole thing. And so, what's going to stop us? What's going to stop them from coming forward and saying, you know, I want to marry my first cousin, you know, and we want everybody in our community to marry the first cousin, you know? There's really no principled argument for holding the definition of marriage as being the union of any two persons. Once you take away the biological underpinning and the connection between sex, procreation, and marriage that I think is so important and so profound, once you take that away, there isn't any reason for any prohibition on who can marry who. And in fact, Todd, the real thing is there's no reason for marriage at all if you take away the connection between sex, marriage, and procreation. So that I think is where the train is ultimately heading. The train is headed toward complete deinstitutionalization of marriage and of any kind of sexual arrangement.